Opponents to the Keystone XL pipeline have again asked a Montana federal judge to impose a preliminary injunction on the project. Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance say President Donald Trump acted illegally when he unilaterally gave the project a permit in 2019. President Donald Trump says he has power over the international border crossing because under the Constitution, he has power over foreign affairs. Under that authority, he issued a permit in 2019 that bypassed the State Department and other federal agencies. The president claims by doing so, the border crossing is not bound by the National Environmental Policy Act. Opponents say the Constitution gives Congress absolute authority over foreign commerce, and a 2004 presidential permit is still in effect, giving the State Department authority to determine the project's national interest. TC Energy, also known as TransCanada, earlier reported to the court that it intends to start pre-construction activities toward the end of February. But now the court has set a hearing date in the middle of April to determine if the pipeline can legally go forward. That's about the time TC Energy had intended to construct the 1.2-mile stretch of pipeline that crosses the border between Saskatchewan and Montana. In the request for an injunction, environmentalists note that the short stretch crosses a tributary of Whitewater Creek that flows into the Missouri River, so pollution could affect downstream consumption and irrigation. And they say the entire pipeline is dependent on that first mile, so approving the border crossing enables another 875 miles of pipe. Stephen Volker represents the Indigenous Environmental Network. In his filing, he includes a transcript of TC Energy's February 13th telephone conference on last year's fourth quarter earnings. Volker cites comments made by TC executives that the project needs approval by the Army Corps of Engineers and resolution of the Montana lawsuit before the company moves forward to a final investment decision. Volker included the information to show that the company won't suffer harm from an injunction because the project is still in limbo. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.